The Justice Department says there are 9 attorneys on staff who once helped represent terrorism detainees. It came up with that precise number after those lawyers became the center of a raging debate, a debate where there's passionate disagreement about the issues at stake, even between prominent conservatives. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this anatomy of the dispute.
The seed of this controversy was planted at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last November.
The decisions to bring detainees to the United States and afford them civilian trials is highly questionable.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa asked Attorney General Eric Holder,
"Would you provide me and members of the committee with the following information? The names of political appointees in your department who represent detainees who work for organizations advocating on their behalf?"
Holder said he would look into it and added that people who have been involved in detainee issues recuse themselves at the Justice Department when it's appropriate.
And people who should not be participating in certain decisions do not do so.
Grassley and other Republicans sent a follow-up letter, and last month the Justice Department responded, saying 9 department attorneys were once involved in representing detainees. Grassley named 2 of them. A group led by conservatives Liz Cheney and Bill Kristol then released this internet ad.
Who are these government officials? Eric Holder will only name 2. Why the secrecy behind the other 7? Whose values do they share? Tell Eric Holder, Americans have a right to know the identity of the Al-Qaeda 7.
Fox News identified the 7 lawyers and pointed out that the Bush Justice Department also hired lawyers who had represented detainees. A New York Times editorial compared the ad to McCarthyism. And this week, 9 former Bush administration officials released a statement calling the ad shameful. They said, "Such attacks undermine the justice system." And yesterday, the country's former top prosecutor added his voice in a Wall Street Journal opinion piece.
I'm Michael Mukasey. I served as Attorney General from 2007 to 2009.
Mukasey wrote that it is shoddy and dangerous to automatically attack lawyers for the people they represent. He described his views in a phone interview.
The risk is that lawyers, as a general matter, will look first before representing clients who need representation and will avoid getting involved in any sort of controversy, in particular lawyers who want to have a public career. And I think that that will carve out a large number of intelligent, capable people. And all you'll get is people who have devoted their careers to avoiding risk, and we don't want that.
Some conservatives defended the ad, such as former Bush speechwriter Mark Thiessen. He wrote a Washington Post opinion piece this week that he described on Fox.
These are legitimate questions. If you heard that mob lawyers were in the Justice Department, had been hired in the Justice Department to handle mob cases, or drug cartel lawyers had been hired to do drug cases, wouldn't you want to know who they were, what they were working on?
Lawyers who still represent detainees see some irony in this whole debate. They have been complaining for a year that attorneys who used to be their allies entered the Obama Justice Department and started making arguments identical to those made by Bush administration lawyers. For example, Neil Katyal won a Supreme Court case on behalf of Guantanamo detainees. Then Katyal went to work for the Justice Department, and detainee lawyers were aghast at the legal positions he took.
If Neil Katyal is supposed to be representing the interests of Al-Qaeda from inside the Justice Department, he's doing a really awful job of it.
This is Jamil Jaffer, who runs the ACLU's National Security Project.
What Neil Katyal has been arguing is that prisoners held at, for example, Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan shouldn't be allowed to challenge their detention in court. He's been arguing for the continued detention of people held at Guantanamo. So in my view, he's an unlikely candidate for the Al-Qaeda 7.
The Justice Department says politics has overtaken facts and reality. In a statement, a spokesperson said, "We will not participate in an attempt to drag people's names through the mud for political purposes." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And elsewhere in the program, we'll hear from British Foreign Secretary David Miliband about the progress being made against terrorism and the Taliban.
General McChrystal's first major push of this year has not just yielded about 100, 120,000 Afghans who are now protected by their own and international forces. There's also evidence of former members of the insurgency changing sides.
We'll hear more about the future of Britain's involvement in Afghanistan.